Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Interest Forum at the University of Toronto. My name is Daryl Dular. I'm Managing Director of CNIC, Canada's National Interest Council, which has the honor of producing this series for the U of T. Every month or so, we try to present a program featuring alternative analysis and expert opinion on national issues. So we have a wide, wide spectrum that we try to address in the limited time available. Tonight, we're talking about corporatism, globalism, and its impact on higher education. I'm going to excerpt some remarks that our first speaker in this forum series made September 1998, Professor John McMurtry from the University of Guelph. Philosophy. These remarks were recently published in the January issue of Economic Reform, which is produced by an international think tank based here in Toronto called the Committee on Monetary and Economic Reform. These are John McMurtry's words. When I first began tracking the corporate models movement into public education in the late 1980s, I saw opportunistic administrators riding on the coattails of public relations newspeak. On digging more deeply, I realized the corporate agenda's objectives, methods, and motivations and standards of excellence are not only different from, but opposite to, those of education. In historical overview, an ancient pattern can be seen. Global corporate attacks on the world's evolved civil fabrics resemble the barbarian attacks on Western civilizations around 17 centuries ago. A triumphal incapacity to think beyond the narrow chinks of a furiously acquisitive mindset and the wanton and systematic destruction of any form of life that does, together propelled the mindless horde. History is reoccurring with tides of money demand rather than war horses, the vehicles for stripping the world of its civil wealth. The place of economics, business, and even science faculties in this invasion is to occupy the resources of higher education on behalf of reducing costs, increasing revenues for corporate investors, a final goal that is dressed in slogans of efficiency, scientific progress, global competitiveness. Further into the article, he observes some remarks from some of those institutions that appear to be the instruments of this corporate domination. You know the organizations I speak of, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the BIS, the Bank for International Settlement,